Welcome to the Tweet Trends Podcast. Hey, Yvette, what's trending today?
Hey, I'm Yvette.
Hey, girl.
And you are tuned into Tweet Trends. It's the quickest way to find out what's trending today. Sister said in the spotlight, day 26. Let's get started. Today, we're shining the spotlight on an American author, anthropologist, and filmmaker. What is her name? Zora Neale Hurston. And her quote is, "There are years that ask questions and years that answer." Before we get into her quote, let's talk about some years. A did you know type event. So, did you know that when Zora Neale Hurston's mother passed, her father made her leave school, and she wasn't able to return back to school until she was 26 years old? In order to go back to school for free, she altered her birth certificate to make herself about 10 years younger and went back to school to get her high school diploma. So, just a little fun fact. Because we're talking about years here. So now, her quote again, "There are years that ask questions and years that answer." So I look at this as opposite spectrum. The years that ask questions and the years that answer, they're complete opposites. I view it as the years that ask questions, those are the years where you find that you have all these challenges and just uncertainties, just things happening, and you're just kind of like, why me? What? And then you have the opposite side of that, where you have those years of answers, of clarity, enlightenment, growth, you know, just everything good is happening. And she's like, yes, look at me, I'm doing it. This idea of the years that ask questions versus the years that answer, there are some years that have both combined in it. The problem with us as humans, a lot of times we focus more on the problems that we experience than we focus on the positivity that could be happening in our lives if we just focus a little bit better. So what I'm proposing here is that even in those seasons of questioning, that we stop to take a moment to look at what the situation is and find that one little grain of positivity, whatever it may be. Let's find that thing and let's focus more on that thing than whatever the problem or the question-causing season was doing to us. Because the less energy we put into the negative stuff and the more energy we put into the positive stuff, I truly believe that we bring more positive energy into our lives. So then those seasons of uncertainty then begin to seem as if they've been lessened. And those seasons of clarity and enlightenment, then they get broadened, they get bigger, they happen more often. And then you begin to see that, wow, okay, so some bad stuff happened over here. Yeah, nobody ever said that life was going to be a bed of roses, right? So sure, bad stuff happens in everybody's life. A little bit of rain must fall. But you don't have to focus on the rain. Focus on the fact that the rain is watering the ground and the flowers are about to start blooming. Focus on the positive piece in all of the situations. And I think that you're going to find that you are going to come out better, because rather than focusing on the negative so much, on those years that ask questions, instead, you're going to be focusing more on the answers, on the things. Now, don't get me wrong. Every situation that you go through that brings about a question, you're not always going to get an answer to. There are just some things that, you know, you just got to trust and believe that it happened for your good and keep it moving. but you may never know the actual answer as to why did I have to go through this thing here in order to get to where I am now. So that's why I say don't focus on the questions, the drama, the challenges. Don't focus on those things. Focus on the positive things. Now, it's going to be harder to find the positive things in a lot of cases. It's going to be hard. You're going to have to work at focusing on where the positive thing could possibly be coming from. So that's going to be the challenge. That's my challenge to you. Let's start working on finding the positive, the silver lining in all of the clouds that we see in our lives. And once we focus on those things, then let's amplify those things. Because then as we amplify that silver lining, that little minuscule positive thing that's happening, what begins to happen is your vision changes and you stop seeing the negative so much. And instead, you begin to be able to pick out the positive things in situations so much easier. You're going to become that person that your friends are going to be like, oh, here she come again. She's going to try to tell me about the positive thing that happened in this when I try to tell her about the negative thing. But that's the whole idea. That's the goal. That's the purpose, because you want to focus on the positive. Because honestly, I'm telling you, I feel like whenever you focus on the positive and that positive energy, all it does is attract more positive energy into your life. So once again, the quote is, there are years that ask questions and years that answer. My recommendation, my challenge to you, look for the silver lining. Focus on those seasons of answers, and your life will begin to look like majority answers, majority fulfillment, majority of good things happening versus the opposite side of that coin and focusing on the negative.